You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. Clearly went well. Tell me about the test.
Yes, it went really well. Thankfully, he was actually a little bit naughty just before I got on. He actually managed to get away from me in the car park just as I was getting on. That wasn't quite the best start. but thankfully, he knuckled down when I needed him to. And he really stayed with me throughout the test. So,
what were the particular highlights?
My highlights are always simple changes. Like, I really enjoy riding them. Like, he finds them so easy. But I mean, just being here, to be honest, it's just a big, very, very big experience for me. So, and to know that I've trained hard and it's obviously starting to come out, it's just amazing.
So tell me more about him.
So I've had him a year and a half now. He is an 8-year-old by Erin Dorr, he's a big lad, very, very big lad, I've really enjoyed producing him. Jez actually rode him for a little while for the previous owners, and then sort of convinced me that I needed him in my life. And
how did he go about doing that?
I was sort of half looking for another horse at the time, and because I've trained with Jez for 6 years, and because he had ridden Eric a couple times, he just messaged me. We're very good friends anyway, and he was like, you need this horse. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure. Like, I was half looking, but not sort of fully committed at the time. And he said just to go and ride him. But as soon as I saw him, absolutely loved him.
Never look back.
Never look back. No, he was just amazing from day one. So
tell me about home as well. Obviously, Jez is your... There's a lot going on with Jez here, and a lot of support, and a lot of so far success only on day one.
Yeah.
But tell me more about home.
Originally I'm from the Isle of Wight, Jez was coming over, and he's been coming over to the island to me for about 6 years now to train. And then in November, I took quite a big step to move over to the mainland. So I moved over to an up-and-coming sort of stud to run it for my boss, Martin Price, which is the Yew Tree Stud, which Jez is our main rider. So that's what we've been... It will be amazing. We've got some incredible horses coming through, and I'm lucky enough to obviously be able to, well, train alongside as working as well. Like, my boss wants me to train as hard as I do work, so, which has been great for me, because obviously Jez is just happy to put into, obviously I'm just training as hard as I can, so reaping the benefits really of moving over. So
what next?
I've got two more classes this week. I've got the medium freestyle and the LE freestyle, my next goal is tails. I've always wanted to ride in tails, never got there yet, so never quite had the horse, but I'm really lucky with Eric. He was actually bought for me by my godfather, who I would never be able to have a horse like Eric in my stable if it wasn't for him. It's just been amazing, and it's an amazing journey really going up and through now. So as far as I can go really.
Talk to me a bit about music as well.
I'm really excited for my music. This is my first year doing music ever. Eric has got, his music, his elementary music has been a huge success so far. So I'm really excited to ride it on Sunday. Really, really excited.
Who does your music for you?
Equidance. So I've had that done through them. My medium music is actually something that Jez has lent to me for a minute, because he wasn't using it this year. And I didn't quite think I was going to move forward as quick as I did. So I didn't really plan to have my medium music ready. But because in the 6 months that I've been over here, obviously my training has excelled so much that we just thought we'll go for it anyway. So obviously managed to qualify. So that's basically next thing. But yeah, I'm really excited to ride to the music at the weekend.
Congratulations so far. Best of luck for the rest
much.
Of it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.